Translation: My dear sons and demons, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, is the original Supersoul, the father of all living entities. Consequently, there are no impediments to pleasing Him or worshipping Him under any conditions, whether one be a child or an old man. The relationship between the living entity and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always a fact, and therefore there is no difficulty in pleasing the Lord. One may ask, one is certainly very attached to family life. But if one gives up family life to be attached to the service of the Lord, one must undergo the same endeavor and trouble. Therefore, what is the benefit of taking the trouble to engage in the service of the Lord? This is not a valid objection. The Lord asserts in Bhagavad Gita 14:4, Sarva Yoni Shukonteya, Murtaya Sambhavantiya, Tatam Brahma Mahatyomi, Aham Bhija Prajapita. Quote, it should be understood that all species of life, O son of Kunti, are made possible by birth in this material nature, and that I am the giving father. Unquote. The Supreme Lord, Narayana, is the seed-giving father of all living entities, because the living entities are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. So Madhavan shows Jiva Puta. As there is no difficulty in establishing the intimate relationship between a father and son, there is no difficulty in reestablishing the natural, intimate relationship between Narayana and the living entity. Svalpamapyasya dharmasya jayate mahato bhayaha. One performs even very slight devotional service, Narayana is always ready to save one from the greatest danger. A definite example is Ajamil. Ajamil separated himself from the Supreme Personality of Godhead by performing many painful activities and was condemned by Yamaraja to be very severely punished. But because at the time of death, he chanted the name of Narayana, although he was calling not the Supreme Lord Narayana, but for his son named Narayana, he was saved from the hands of Yamaraja. Therefore, pleasing Narayana does not require as much endeavor as pleasing one's family, community, and nation. We have seen important political leaders killed for a slight discrepancy in their behavior. Therefore, pleasing one's society, family, community, and nation is extremely difficult. Pleasing Narayana, however, is not at all difficult. It is very easy. One's duty is to revive one's relationship with Narayana. A slight endeavor in this direction will make the attempt successful, whereas one will never be successful in pleasing his so-called family, society, and nation, even if one endeavors to sacrifice his life. The simple endeavor involved in the devotional service of Sharanam Kirtanam Vishnaha, hearing and chanting the holy name of the Lord, can make one successful in pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore bestowed his blessings by saying, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. All glories to Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. If one wants to derive the actual benefit from this human form, he must be the chanting of the holy name of the Lord.
Nahi achyutam punayatu bahu ayasa asuratmaja atmatya sarvabhutanam siddhatya iha sarvata. So become a devotee of the Supreme Lord is not a matter. It is very easy, natural. By nature we are attached to Krishna or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Somehow or other, circumstantially, we are separated, not separated, because here it is stated, Atma Pyat, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is, although you are thinking you are different from me, he is within our heart. Ishvara sarva bhutanam vidyeshwara. is so friendly that although we are averse, we do not like in the word of God, God is so kind that He is sitting within my heart. Ishvara Sarvabhutana. He is simply looking forward for the opportunity when I, the living entity, shall look towards His all events. So little endeavor is sufficient to begin our business with Him. Little endeavor. And that endeavor begins by hearing about Him. We are holding classes in different parts of the world just to give people chance for little endeavor. Not very much. Very hard work. No. Little endeavor. What is that? Please come here and hear about Krishna. Then business begins. Sinnadam sapada Krishna. Punna savanasi. Because Krishna is very much anxious. When this conditioned soul will look towards me, he is now looking towards Maya, the other side, the dark side. And when he looks towards the light, the basic injunction is Tamasi Ma, Jyoti Dama. Do not look forward to the darkness, but look forward to the light. If you look forward to the light, then there is no darkness. We have given our motto in the Back to Godhead that Krishna is the sun and Maya is the sun. Where there is Krishna, there is no Maya. If you look forward towards the sun, there is no darkness. But if you keep sun backside, you will find your shadow very long. So, the beginning is very easy. Just like the children, they are also hearing about Krishna. Don't think it is going in vain. Because they are hearing, it will have some effect. So they are human child. Even the mosquitoes are small germs who are within this boundary of Chanpuru. Because they are hearing Hare Krishna mantra, it will never go in vain. It is so nice. Yet he said, Prahlad Maharaj said, Atmatya Sarvabhuta. He is the super soul, Sarvabhutana, everyone. As soon as he sees Krishna, he is within of my heart, I am little inclined. Sarpamati Vasya Dharma. That inclination, little inclination, we can give immediately effect to if we simply hear Krishna. Savanam, that is the beginning. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam pada sevanam archanam vandanam dasam sukhamasam. So, sinnatam sapada Krishna punna samana kirtanam. Even if we do not understand what is being spoken about Krishna, still, simply by hearing, one becomes pious. Punna samanati. Kirtana, one is speaking or chanting, another is hearing. Both of them are beneficial. Becomes pious. In this way, we cannot understand Krishna unless we are sinless. So there is no need of separate attempt to become sinless. If we simply hear, then we punna sramanahi. Punna means quiet. Simply by hearing, become then we become interested. Naturally. Adu sadhya tatu sadhu samma. Some are that if one becomes little faithful, because here is just a consciousness moment, what that means, let me see. That is called sadhya. If the sadhya is little increased, then one will like to associate with the devotee. Adu sadhya tatu sadhu samma. In this way, when he is tatastha, then he likes to become one of the devotees, offers himself to be initiated. Adu sadhya tatu sadhu, these are one after another. Adu sadhya tatu sadhu samma, atha bhajanakriya. Bhajanakriya, the beginning is chanting Hare Krishna mantra. This is bhajanakriya. And if it is done properly, then anarthani mitya, then he becomes free from all unwanted things. Anarth, there is no need, just like intoxication. There is no need, but in the bhajana kriya, Hare Krishna, Mahamantra chanting goes on naturally. It will be stop. Then nishtha, tatho nishtha, tatho ruchi, tatha asakti, asakti, attachment. In this way, we can make advance. The beginning is simnathana satata Krishna. As soon as Krishna sees atmastha, atmastya sambhutana, little attempt is there. Immediately he helps. Buddha yogam dadāvita. Jena māmu pujānti se. Krishna helps. Yes, Uttanga, sit down. You do this. In this way, jena māmu pujānti se. Krishna helps to the direction as he can achieve the lotus feet, center of the lotus feet of Krishna. Siddhantastha avadrani vidhunati. We have got so many dirty senses in our heart, and as soon as we are little inclined to hear about Krishna, he removes the dirty things, then we become more and more enthused. In this way, Nittanga Bhagavata Sarevaya. Not that 10% we are clean, but in a little percentage clean. Nittanga Bhagavata Seva. Nittanga, daily, there must be Bhagavata Seva. Everything is Seva. Prasad Seva. Bhagavata Seva. Because seva means service. Just like Mahaprasad, not eating, the exact time is seva. Krishna has sent the Mahaprasad. So, by taking it, it is seva. It is service to Krishna. Krishna likes it. That you take the prasad. Therefore, it is seva. In this way, increasing seva, so we can seva mukhi hi jivha do. The seva, the service begins from the tongue. Service, not with the hand, but with the tongue. You simply chant Hare Krishna. This is seva, and if you take prasad, then your business begins immediately. ते म्हणते ही विवाद स्वामी वस्पुरत्व आणि सिम्पली कंटिन्यू दिस सेवा देन कृष्णा इज रिव्हील्ड हिमसेल्फ एंड ग्रेजुअली ही इज रिव्हील्ड इंटेलिजेंट हाउ यू कैन मेक एडवांस टू गो बैक होम बैक टू लॉर्ड नहीं अच्युतम प्रिय अच्युतम कृष्णा इज अच्युतम अच्युतम मीन्स हू नेवर फॉल्स डाउन and never withdraws his promise. That is true. It's like we promise something, but sometimes we do not keep it with his material work. But Krishna is not like that. Krishna says, his name is Achyuta, means never follow. Just like Arjuna, ask Krishna, Rathasthapayame Achyuta. He is ordering Krishna to drive the chariot. We know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is my duty to serve him, but he has agreed to become my chariot driver. So now I have to order him, and he has agreed to become my chariot. Therefore, he is my mind. Krishna, do not take it otherwise, because I am ordering you. You are not to be ordered, but you order everyone. Now I am ordering you, but you are Achyuta, you are never fallible, and you never withdraw your word. So Krishna also carries his heart. He's so transparent of Arjuna. But he promised I shall become your chariot driver. The master is ordering. Therefore, he used this word, Achyuta. So, Achyuta, Krishna, never falls from his word, from his promise. And he promises, Monteya Pradhyani, he, Rame Bhakta Pranasya. If you become his devotee, rest assured, will never be vanquished. Krishna is always protecting. So such, we are loitering in this material world without any protection. Kada kadam ikam jitani prakinkara prahat sayushyami sanatoji. There is a verse by Jamunata. Kadaha Mahikam Tikanitta Kinkar. Just as Pandyaki, first line. He is praying, my dear Lord, I am loitering in this material world without any guard. When the time will come that I shall be jolly always that there is my guardian, Krishna. Kadaham ikam tiganitakinkara prahasya ishyami sanat. Everyone in this material, anatha. Anatha means without any protection. We are thinking, my family, my wife, my children, my society, man, my nation will give me protection. No. Nobody can give me protection. The also, just like the birds when they fly in the sky, everyone has to take his own care. Nobody can help anyone. One can help only in the subconscious, not in the material way. Nobody can help. Because this is called destiny. I have given that example where in our country, Mahatma Gandhi was a big man, was in the meeting, but in your country also, President Kennedy. So nobody could help him when he was killed. So this is the position. What is destiny? It must happen. Nobody can help. That's a fact. Therefore, our real business is do not be bothered about things which are destined. Let us take advantage of this human form of life to save a heat of positive of Kobita, to endeavor for making Krishna consciousness fulfilled. And that is not very difficult, Prahlad Maharaj. This is natural, simply little attain. First of all, find that kamadinam kubhidha kubhidana palita dundibhidha. We are servants of all kam kubhlo moho kamadinam. Kamam is lusty desire. We are now servants of our senses. Although we are declaring, I am master. Nobody is master, he is servant. Constitutionally, we are servant. So instead of becoming servant of Krishna, we have become servant of our senses. Kamadina, kutidhana, kutidha, palita, dunnidhisa. And our senses ordering to do something which is not to be done at all, but it still has to do. Lusty desires are so strong. I do not want to do it, but it is forcing. In this way, we are being forced to serve the senses. So one who is in this consciousness, he understands that I have become servant of my senses. Unfortunately, the senses are not satisfied. I am still servant. So, there is no profit, so why not become Krishna's servant? This is good intelligence. Simply change the position. Instead of becoming servant of the senses, agree to become servant of Krishna. That's all. Therefore, it is not at all difficult. Not so long to you. You have to simply approach Krishna, my Lord. I am servant, but I could not please anyone. Neither anyone is pleased upon me. This is material. You serve the whole life, your so-called friends, family, countrymen. We have got the experience that Mahatma Gandhi, he served whole life. And still he was killed by something. So, you may go on giving service in the material world, but nobody will be satisfied. Nobody will be satisfied. So this service is useless. Turn to the service of Krishna immediately. It is not very difficult. Servant here, we have practiced to serve. We are not master. We have been practiced by nature. We are servant. So turn the service to Krishna. It is not difficult. If I am trained up to become a faithful servant, just become a faithful servant of Krishna, then your business is complete. Therefore, na hi astutam prenato, bahu ayas, much endeavor. There is no question of learning, much endeavor. You are already accustomed to give service. Simply turn it towards Krishna and your life is successful. Thank you.